airports in India went on high alert today. This after authorities issued a warning of possible attacks involving the airports in New Delhi, Bangalore, and Chennai. Airline passengers in India now have to submit to new layers of security checks. We Americans know about that. We experience frequent alerts and increased security at our airports after the 9/11 attacks. The alert today in India follows the attacks in Mumbai last week. In fact, many in India and elsewhere have described those attacks as India's 9/11. The use of that term elicits different reactions in people, as the world's Alex Galifund reports.
When Priya Vadagopal heard the phrase India's 9/11, it fit, in a limited sense. In both Mumbai and on September 11, 2001, terrorists targeted major urban landmarks. Both attacks were the result of meticulous planning, and both were terrifyingly unexpected. But Gopal, an English lecturer at Cambridge University in the UK, still had problems with the term 9/11 as applied to India.
My other reaction was one of dismay, because it seems to me troubling to hold up 9/11 as a particularly iconic and important moment to which everything else is then in a relation of imitation or derivation.
Gopal recognizes that, especially thanks to unprecedented media coverage the world over, September 11th, 2001 was iconic and important. It was a global event, and now 9/11 is shorthand for a loosely defined type of terrorist attack.
9/11 has become a term for massive killing and destruction, and I'm very saddened that it's happened anywhere else in the world.
That's Lauren Rosenzweig. Her husband, Phil, was killed in the attacks on the World Trade Center.
For people in India, this has very much significance for their own country and their own people. But I take now a much more global approach, and you know, I just wish that there wasn't any more massive terrorism so that we wouldn't have to keep using that term.
That sense of universal kinship is felt particularly keenly by people like Lauren Rosenzweig. Attaching the term 9/11 to Mumbai may have helped other Americans connect to what was going on there too. The danger, says Priya Vadagopal, is that however good the intention, the phrase 9/11 can place the American experience in a privileged position.
What we have is a sort of false universalism whereby to be American is to be universal, but Americans don't necessarily feel that if something happens in Nigeria, that they are then Nigerians. You know, that suffering is always compared in one direction rather than in another.
Gopal worries that for people to take the suffering of others seriously, it has to be made akin to their own experience. In other words, the term 9/11 might limit the extent of our empathy. But the term has other functions too. The attacks of September 11th prompted radical changes in U.S. policy, leading to developments including the Patriot Act, the war in Iraq, and detentions in Guantanamo Bay. Speaking of India's 9/11 might invite similar changes in that country.
And my concern was that 9/11 would become fodder for a very powerful right wing in India, and indeed for the mainstream in India, to actually add to superpower status the right to intervene militarily without thinking, without reason, or without justification, which seemed to me, in many ways, was the fallout of 9/11.
You might disagree with Priya Vadagopal's characterization of U.S. policy post-September 11th, but perhaps that's what's missing. 9/11 is shorthand that's used pretty uncritically. We use it almost out of reflex, and often out of the original context. Carolyn Adger is Director of Language and Society at the Center for Applied Linguistics in Washington. She says as people continue to use the phrase 9/11, it gathers extra meanings.
Who knows what all those extra meanings are that come along?
It can mean a terrorist attack, or an event that brings a nation to its knees, or something else. 9/11 gets so many meanings also because it's such an available term, just two numbers, make of it what you will. But perhaps the phrase has one advantage. President-elect Obama has spoken about the need for countries to work together to defeat terrorism. If the world is speaking the same, albeit imperfect language, it might be a start. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant.
For more language-related reports and interviews, and to listen to our podcast, The World in Words, go to theworld.org/language.